I was born in Luton in 1954 and spent most of my life in Luton. I found it like James Joyce's book Dubliners, that you can't escape and you always end up getting drawn back. The support at Rushden was tremendous. It was just five short of half the crowd were from Luton, so if you count us lot, then we were just about there. You know, there were more press in the press box. But Southport, I think you'll get a good crowd as well, because it's a new ground for a lot of people.
Well, and also, if the weather's quite nice, it's a nice place to go for the weekend, I would guess. So, let's hope everybody behaves themselves.
So, I'd be the guy who'd turn up with
Something's never changed,
with the Guardian under his arm, and then say to the geography teacher, actually, no, that's wrong, because I went there last week and that's not there anymore, and things like that.
2:33 p.m. Sadie and PC Benny are in the kitchen organising their family planning.
Right. I think we should have a baby on a Wednesday.
Oh, no, I can't do a Wednesday. That's riot day.
Riot day?
Yeah, that's when we practice for rioting. It's going to be my turn to be the riot this week.
A maestro, if you please. I am Lord Mayor. London's my patch. And in the Hall of Fame, I've no match. Hook was a fool, Fagin a joke. You'll find that I'm a more villainous bloke.
Melting Pot was great, because I made some radio that I thought was some of the best I've ever made.
There's a real sense of anticipation. It's like waiting for something to happen. We're waiting to hear the sound of the procession coming through the village, carried on the breeze here. But more and more people are coming. There was a very posh, by this village's standards, car turn up with some people with very important-looking hats. I think they're a bit like the bride at a wedding, driving round and round and round, waiting for the thing to start. But they're some of the local dignitaries who've come up to celebrate this achievement here.
I went to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage. I went to Auschwitz. There were lots of other good bits on there. And I felt there, that's when I'd made Melting Pot my own, and I pride myself on the quality of it.
I tend to mix it because the Orthodox incense has a nice sort of fragrant smell to it. But I will say if you use it as it is, it smells a bit like an Egyptian brothel, or what somebody once told me was an Egyptian brothel.
Yes, allegedly, Yendo.
Allegedly, an Egyptian brothel.
And it is the Church of England, so I noticed on your poster it does say bring a quiche.
And some volivants.
I'm an encourager, I'm an inspirer, I'm a bit like Postman Pat, really. I just try and deliver the message.
What the little van was outside.
From my perspective, working on the religious side of things, the way in which the cultures do interact in Luton, I think, is tremendous.
It doesn't matter what the story is, so you're going to get the dilbabs, you're going to get the people with the long beards, you're going to get people, there's certain words that they use in order to...
Yes, actually, bearded lunatic.
Well, exactly.
You've got a beard.
Well, hopefully, it's not.
And you're not a lunatic.